This is Ozarks at Large. The band Strange Heroes has had a heck of a ride, but tomorrow night's concert at Terra Studios, southeast of Fayetteville, is being billed as the band's last ride. Kirk Lanier, who plays bass and sings in Strange Heroes, is leaving music to concentrate more on his photography.
Sort of let music slip aside, so I thought, well, maybe it's time to stop for a while and recoup and see where I want to go next. So that's what I'm doing.
So it's your fault.
Yes.
This morning, Kirk and three other members of Strange Heroes, Jamie Ulick, Guy Ames, and Bruce Allen, came to KUAF and sat down in the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about their almost decade-long run, why they are best described as three-part harmony political dance band, and about just how long these friends have been playing music together. Before I turned on the microphones, you guys were all kind of talking about how long you'd played music together in various ways. What was the final tally here?
Kurt and I started playing with Michael Lee. We started in my living room as a song circle. Guy came in later and different people came in. But we started a song circle and playing together in several different incarnations. So Kurt and I have been playing together. We were discussing between 14 and 16 years.
Wow.
And then at least 10 or 11.
And I joined them in 2001, so I'm the newbie at about 9 years.
And then Tim is not here. He's even a little newer than you. He would have been 2003 or
five, I think.
Or five, yeah.
What worked so well for so many years for you guys?
I think the quality of the songwriting. We did a lot of Michael Lee Sloat songs in the beginning. And then when Guy joined, we started doing a lot of Guy's, and then Bruce came in, a lot more originals. So we just had some really good quality original music.
I think we rally around the songs. I think we also rally around a three-part harmony that Guy and Kirk and I do. And the other thing, which is really a benefit for being a little bit older, is that we've not that we haven't been through a lot of issues over the years, but typically we've been able to talk them through and come to understandings. And so, we tend to stay in the same seat when we can kind of talk things out a little bit. So,
yeah, I think if you look at the average life of a band, we're pretty long-lived.
Yeah. It's the quality of the people, too. Playing with you guys has been just one of the most amazing fun things in my life. It's just been, we always have fun playing together. We get on stage and we all come off and we're all laughing and smiling and feeling great. And it's just, even rehearsals twice a week for 14 years with Kurt, we've always had a good time and always been, we're all really pretty good friends. That's probably the most important part of it.
Guy, let me ask you about a cartoon character, Betty Boop.
Oh, Betty Boop. Okay. I was teaching school for 10 years. And had a young woman come up to me and just said, she was saying, I just don't think I can take anymore. There's a lot of social pressures, academic pressures. And I said, things will be cool when you're out of school. And that was it. I took off from that. So Betty Boop, my song Betty Boop, is about a young woman that just thinks she's at the end of her rope. Bow, 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 bow. Ends up actually being about my daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, she just booked her marriage at Terra Studios coming up this spring.
You mean Kendra?
Kendra, Was that who did that?
Actually,
okay.
Really, it's an amalgam of three.
Oh, okay.
Three young women. Really.
I thought she was one of them.
Kendra is one of them. That's just because of the high heel sneakers. Kendra has a pair of high heel sneakers, and that's written into the song.
And Bruce, on the CD Between the Musk and the Moon, you have a song. No Shadows Cast.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I'm not the prolific songwriter that Guy is, but sometimes things just strike me. I was on vacation and reading No Boundaries by Ken Wilber and trying to imagine the eternal now, and I was actually out playing in the surf, and the tune started going through my head. And then I came back and I thought, well, okay, this might be a song, which is, it's been the case with my songs too. It's like, I never know if it's a song until I get back into the rehearsal room. And when everybody starts throwing on harmonies and the music, I realize it is. But it was really about the idea, not living in the future, not living in the past, really trying to be as present as possible, which admittedly is easier on the beach on a vacation, but it's also a part of why the music is so important, because there's really hardly anywhere where I'm as fully present as when I'm playing music, and it's been great to do it with these guys because we get the Matrix rolling and things happen.
Sun straight up, no shadows cast. Not living in the future, not living in the past. Sun straight up, no shadows cast. Not living in the future, not living in the past. Comes to me in the morning, she comes to me at noon. She comes to me in the evening, it's not late, it's not soon. When I met my baby, I knew I'd be okay. When I'm with my baby, the day just melts away. Sun straight up, no shadows cast. I'm living in the future, not living in the past.
You're more existential than many bands, it seems. I mean, that's a prime example, but...
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, that's kind of why we got together, because it's, you know, it was about the quality of the music and the quality of what we had to say. And, you know, you don't make a living at making music very often in Fayetteville. So you do it for fun, you do it for passion, you do it for what you have to say, and you do it for how you can benefit the community. So, you know, Strange Heroes Guy Song was just the perfect song for identifying who we were, because, you know, it's about what we can do in our world and to make a better world. It's that whole aspect of what we can all do individually.
And well, that brings up the politics. We've maybe unfortunately been pigeonholed sometimes as a political band, and of course different people mean different things when I say politics, but we certainly were motivated by the war, the Iraq war, the entry into the war, and to me that was one of the highlights, that middle album, To the Aid of the Nation. We raised some, between that album and some gigs, we did roughly $10,000 for anti-war, for the Democratic Party, you know, trying to help John Kerry get elected that year. And that was good. I mean, you know, the $10,000 was good. I have to say, though, after that, you know, when Kerry didn't get elected, I think there was a little bit of a slump there for the band for a while. We put so much energy into that. And when that didn't work out, it was kind of
We had to put that CD out, though. I mean, it was just driving, the whole political situation was just driving us nuts, and that was really our therapy out of the funk that we were in. So you're right, it was a little bit of a downturn after that, but it was also good therapy for us.
I've got to mention, in that regard, we do have just one, quote, political, unquote, song on this last CD, Guantanamo, and the reason I want to mention that, not only is it an important song to me, you know, emotionally, politically, but Ryan Cockerham, from the Cahoola Gypsy Band that Kirk also played in, and a fantastic violinist is on that song, and it's worth it. The CD is worth it just to hear Ryan play, in my mind.
You got something on me. We'll let the world see if God set me free. I'm not the Ali you thought me to be, but you tortured me.
Well, Tim Carnes, the drummer, is not here, so this is a perfect opportunity. Tell us something about Tim that he wouldn't want us to know.
He wouldn't admit how good of a drummer he is. He's a brilliant drummer.
He would say he's bad. Now, he's played around town for a long time with some pretty well-known bands. He's really a consummate rock drummer. He's added a lot to the band.
Yeah, he's added timing.
I first heard Tim with Ultra Suede, and he really impressed me. And I'd been wanting to work with him ever since then. And when the opportunity came up, like, we snagged him.
Would you guys still go on in some form?
we'll still play together whenever we have the opportunity, I'm sure. But as a band, Strange Heroes is a unique combination. I think it needs to kind of go through a final change here. And I think we'll all probably spend some introspection looking at, you know, what ideas. I'm sure we all have lots of ideas of what's next. I'm promoting shows at Terra and already thinking of starting another songwriter circle just so I could have something to do on a regular basis. It's, you know, even close to as much fun as it has been playing with these guys.
I think other than the self-expression that's possible through songwriting, the thing that I get the most out of this band, or have, is the harmonies, singing together, three-part, maybe even sometimes four-part harmonies when we've had guests sit in and things. I just love it. You can just feel it vibrate in your chest. So I'm hoping to put together some other ensemble, possibly with Bruce here, and sing. I love to sing.
I'll be looking to do that too. You know, I'm not a sports fan. Don't watch a lot of TV. I play music, and so a lot of my social life is with the musicians that I play with. So I have to go on in that regard. I also think, and we talked about this a little bit last night, that there's several people have asked me to join units around town, and I feel like that it's important to experience the whole first, that this is going to leave so the Sunday morning, as you say, and really understand that and what part music plays in my life and not jump into anything too quickly.
Have you, and you don't have to say, but have you decided what the last song you'll play
Ooh.
Saturday is?
Haven't thought of
it. I'm thinking maybe Bye Bye.
That might be a good one. Bye Bye's a tune by the Subdudes, who have been a group that we play probably maybe four of their songs. Just they've been inspirational to us over the years. They're also, I just found out, breaking up.
Just played in Fort Smith about a week ago.
Oh, they were incredible, and apparently they're going to stop touring. So, but they've been a great influence on us over the years too. So that would be appropriate to do one of their Bye Bye, one of their songs as our last one.
Bruce Allen, Guy Ames, Jamie Ulick, and Kirk Lanier in our Furman Garner Performance Studio this morning. Collectively, they're 4/5 of Strange Heroes. Drummer Tim Carnes couldn't make it this morning. Strange Heroes will play their last official concert together tomorrow night from 6 until 11 at Terra Studios, southeast of Fayetteville. You can hear more from our conversation in the Furman Garner Performance Studio by going to our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.